This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend.
For the Good Day and DJ V crew to work on the Talkers charts for the week of October 3rd to the 7th. The stories, the big ticket items, if you will, in conversation, and the people that are being discussed. We'll go through the list. We're going to go through it with you, and then we'll pick out a few of these items and see if we can come up with something new that you haven't heard before. That's the whole idea of having this conversation, to add a little bit of light to the otherwise darkness of things. Most of the stuff that comes up, sadly, most of these items are very negative. And so how do we turn it into something that means something to you, something that happens for you in your brain? That's the idea here. In joining me in the conversation, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. The top items this week, usual things at number 10, what's going on, the playoffs and baseball, the action on the NFL side of things, the Kardashian jewelry heist. Whether that's worth another moment or not, we'll decide, let the ladies decide on that one, Richie. The NSA contractor who was arrested, WikiLeaks, and the two things, well, there are two hacker stories this week. One of them is the document drop threat against Hillary Clinton. The other one is what happened to all those hundreds of millions of people that had Yahoo accounts. Immigration policy is in the top 10. The hurricane certainly is. What's going on in the Middle East, the debate between the two vice presidential candidates, and the presidential race. I noticed that Mr. Pence delivered another attack on Hillary Clinton. What good does all this? I've said this. This is why I'm tuned out to this. All they do is talk about each other. When are we going to find out what you're going to do? Why should I vote for you? You're telling me why I shouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. What do I need you to tell me that for? I need you to tell me what it is that you're going to do as president that'll make a difference. And attacking somebody else isn't telling me a doggone thing.
Well, I think that's true, and it's probably a frustration. But when you have this election cycle, we have something so weird happening where the unlikable numbers for both candidates are so high that this is how they're sort of having to tackle it. Like, if you kind of by now,
they choose to.
Well, by now, you know what Hillary Clinton's policies are, and you know what Donald Trump's policies are. So now you're trying to give emotion. I think you do. If you've been paying attention, I mean, Donald Trump specifically, I can't believe I'm saying this, but he's actually given out more policy. He's held those policy speeches. So you kind of know what his top tier issues are. But when you get into now, when we have 30 days left, it's like you're trying to mobilize the voters that go, oh, I really don't like Hillary Clinton. I don't know if I can vote for Donald Trump. And so you have the Donald Trump people saying, well, she's so bad, trying to gain momentum so that those people go out and vote for Donald Trump and vice versa.
It reminds me of children playing in a sandbox or out on the playground in school. That's what this reminds me of. It's not to run, become arguably the most powerful person in the world.
I would say that's an insult to kids in a sandbox.
Okay. You may be right about that, Richie. Yeah. So now, do we want to add anything when it comes to, we have like we have two peas in a pod here, both presidential race and the vice presidential debate. I thought that Pence, in the beginning anyway, accounted well for himself by not jumping into the same sort of picky, just obnoxious tone that Kane had The two of them didn't come across well, but Pence is somebody that I haven't supported and don't care for his policies, especially when it comes to social issues. But I thought he looked more the part than did Kane. I thought Kane looked like someone who'd just been thrown out of a job as a high school hockey coach. And so he just looked...
He had his hair wilted that he was sent in there to throw out at specific moments.
By rote.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and he kind of regurgitated him all at once. I mean, I think, and Rich would probably know better than all of us because he's operating a business in Virginia, but I think from what I've heard that Tim Kaine is not like a bad guy, but I think he was so told when he was prepped to go in and attack, attack, and I think he was given all these talking points and he was uncomfortable with them, so he just went in and they all sort of just came out all at once and it just didn't do him
any
favors.
Why can't these people just be themselves? I'm still not convinced that Donald Trump is being Donald Trump. Although maybe he's being more himself than
none of them
are
ever
the others.
Are. I mean, when they're in the election, they always go to the center. They give you what you want to hear for a year, year and a half. And then when they get elected, it's a whole different story anyway.
Right.
Hey, by the way, did you know Tim Kaine's eyebrow has his own Twitter account?
Yes.
No, Rich.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's at Kaine's eyebrow. And it says,
that thing is really, wow. That thing's really cool.
Yeah, it says arched and ready to go. Raising Kaine and
so
eyebrows.
When he gets a haircut, the guy doesn't do the clipper thing and clean his eyebrows.
He might be aware of it now.
But it's just so, it's like 3 inches higher than the other one.
Really?
So it's
he
got
does
its
look
own
like
personality.
A clown. I mean, there is like a clown effect to the face, kind of a surprised clown, sort of.
Mm-hmm. How much discussion? Do you think the discussion of Donald Trump's tax avoidance, I feel like I'm John McLaughlin now, did that sort of hit its high point and go away as quickly as it came in?
I think it's gone from the conversation now. I think it'll probably come back at the debate on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the story here for me is...
To what end? Anybody who sticks their foot in that risks having the information that really is pertinent to American business come back and make them not look good. If Hillary takes that approach, she probably isn't going to look too good at the end of the conversation.
Well, that's just it. I think what she's going to try to say is that he's not being transparent because he hasn't released his tax returns, even though he doesn't have to, and he says he will after after his investigation or his audit is over with the IRS. I would say if he did it right now, it would be campaign suicide. It would be such a distraction. But I think the greater issue here is just how much the media has dictated this presidential election. And there's a couple of reasons.
Media?
Yeah,
the
there's
media
a couple of
books and movies and
yes,
music.
Yes, the news media. The news media has dictated the presidential election. Mm-hmm. And I think if you look in the primary, the media was very favorable to Donald Trump and it kind of helped him, I think more than the other candidates, I think it helped him along the way a little bit. Then they completely turned on him and started doing these ridiculous headlines like the one that you saw in the New York Times about the taxes, saying, insinuating that Donald Trump didn't pay taxes for 18 years when nothing in that article said anything except under the law he didn't have to, but we didn't have any of his tax returns proving that, and it was kind of misleading. You've seen it all the way along. When Alicia Machado was mentioned in the last debate, you have the Clinton campaign that had already coordinated this attack with the media so that Cosmo and Reuters and several other media outlets were ready to go with produced pieces on Alicia Machado as soon as Hillary Clinton name-checked her, and it's really an interesting thing when the media starts dictating who we're voting for the president.
You mean Alicia Machado, the accomplice to murder?
Miss Universe.
That's right.
Miss Universe and accomplice to murder.
Yeah, driving the getaway car.
Yeah, driving the getaway car.
She was just being a supportive girlfriend, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 14 past the hour. Countdown review by the Good Day Gang.
There are two types of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The have-dones download the Groupon app and save up to 80% during Grouponathon, Monday, October 3rd through Friday, October 7th. Discover new deals added every day for 5 days on over 50,000 things to do, try, and buy, like beauty and massages, restaurants, getaways, goods, and a whole lot more. Shop Grouponathon, because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here. For original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream, the easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor-free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil, thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit ExxonMobil.com for details.
17 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, reviewing the items of interest, four or five of the things that seem to be most serious. The situation with the hurricane as week comes to the end. The western tip of Haiti has been cut off, isolated, pretty much. The death and destruction there is something that no one is going to be able to account for weeks and weeks because there's no communication. Nothing has been fixed since the earthquake there. And how long ago was that? That was well over a year ago, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. A couple years ago.
It's been a couple of years ago now? Yeah.
5 years ago, at least?
Nah.
Six? 11, I think? 2011.
Huh?
2011.
Has it been that long ago?
Oh, yeah.
Well, nothing's been done on the island to fix their problems, and now this whole hurricane thing has made a mess of that and many other areas as well. The Bahamas always seem to be number one on the hit parade when it comes to getting the brunt of most every hurricane because they're just in the wrong place. No matter where it starts, and it sort of ends up covering or wiping out parts of Bermuda.
That's a good point, though, because the Bahamas seems to bounce back very quickly.
Yes, well, that's because
they
have
so much.
It's an English protectorate, and they have the money from England, plus there are a lot of expats that live there. Mm-hmm. And so they expect it's a very, very formal community.
It's very resilient to all the storms.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, but they have plenty of trouble there. But who wants to be? Imagine on Monday morning when everybody wakes up looking around at the mess that is going to be the story for the next month, I'll bet, maybe even more than that. And one wonders, as we get ready to the election, whether FEMA is going to become a part of the conversation here. The Federal Emergency Management Association seems to have messed up pretty much everything since Hurricane Katrina. They haven't had a good rap. So they just, I don't know. I have no words to describe it. I think about this is another just foolish government program, has good intentions and has good reason for it to be, but they can't seem to be able to manage it.
Mismanagement. It gets too big.
Yeah. It's way, way, way too big. And they have too much money, discretionary money, at their disposal. And so they use it, and oftentimes no common sense is attached to it.
Always interesting to see how these natural disasters affect presidential elections. You know, it's both candidates pulled their offices out of Florida because of the storm. And who knows? You're right. Does the incumbent take the hit like a Hillary Clinton if FEMA's bad, or if they're great, does she get a boost?
That's it. There's early voting, isn't there?
It's already started.
Early vote on.
And Hillary Clinton's people are actually trying to extend it now because of the storm.
Extend it to after November 8th?
Extend the early vote. Because there's an early voting period.
Yeah.
So she wants to extend it because of the storm.
So who made that rule? Is that a law? A rule? And who made it and on whose behalf was it made? Who makes these decisions like this?
Isn't it state by state?
It ought to be. But, you know, why would you say, well, we have to get your early votes in by this time? Why?
Because then they vote up late votes.
No. If you vote until November 8th, then that ought to be legitimate. It should be counted. It shouldn't be, well, you're going to have your votes in by October the 13th. No. Says who? Or, excuse me. Says whom? It's 21 after the hour.
We use mobile devices.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Yeah. 23 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan, part of the Good Day Gang and the DJV Gang, working our way through the information Talkers Magazine has supplied us with, the charts, the top stories, top topics of the week, and certainly the arrest of this NSA contractor. What they allege, the feds allege, that he illegally removed highly classified information and stored the stuff in his home and his car. So they got a search warrant, and they found all the stuff in his home and his car. Not exactly the brightest guy that probably ever worked for the NSA, but it does bring us around to thinking about Edward Snowden. I've said this all week long because last weekend I saw the movie Snowden, thought it was a very important movie for all Americans to see, so you can understand what really went on, at least from the storyteller's point of view. So is this guy trying to be another Snowden? And where's he going to go?
Like
if
he said he already had a better job.
Did he have his ticket to Moscow already bought?
Yeah, I was about to say, you better be ready to pay the price if you're going to play the game.
Yep. See, I think that Snowden's deal, after seeing the movie and reading a little bit more into this, he's been there in Russia for a year. He has a 3-year pass or a visa to stay there as he will. His girlfriend has gone over there to be with him and live with him. And I'm thinking, and I don't think this is a stretch, you know, the Russians may have some smart people, but Snowden is way beyond smart. He's off the charts in understanding how to do all of this stuff. And I think you could make a very good, although are you ever going to prove it, that Snowden may have been responsible for all these hacks that were attributed to the Russians. He could figure out how to do it. He could figure out how to do anything when it comes to this kind of technology. I think the guy, from the way he's portrayed and what I read about him as well, he's an absolute genius. And what a shame that we drive him away because of our own stupid policies. Mm-hmm. We're going to drive this guy away. He could help us in so many ways. He has helped us in so many ways. But to demonize him and make him, the government wants us to think he's a traitor. He's not a traitor at all. But I don't know any. I don't know about this other guy, whether he's just not that bright. I'm thinking he's not. He's not probably much of a loss to the company. And well, by the way, that company's called what? Booz something something. What kind
it's
of?
Got a weird name.
Booz Allen.
Yeah.
Booz Allen. It's huge.
Hi, is you? I work
huge.
I work for Booz Allen.
Yeah, my neighbor. 10 of my neighbors work for them.
I bet
what do they do? What do they do?
Drink heavily all day.
Yeah, they do.
They're sneaky spies?
Huh?
Are they sneaky spies? They're sneaking around listening to you?
They provide everything from lawyers to consultants to tech to everything for the government.
Why? Why does the government need all these people?
That's a whole other conversation.
Well, I think it's a good conversation. That's part of what Trump has said this week, that he believes that 70% of the regulations could be revisited and either changed or eliminated. And when he says things like that, that really rings a bell with people like me. Even if we think he's a buffoon and it doesn't understand, like a Tourette's person, how to keep his mouth shut, and then you put that aside, and this is what people want. The government is way crazy out of control. And so, and you keep a leg. Look at the number, the few challenges there are to congressional seats and senatorial seats. What, about a third of them have any serious challenge associated with them? And for all the complaining that we do about how bad the government is run, how come there are more people who are stepping up to the plate to run and try to fix things?
Because I think most people feel like this is just the equivalent of slamming your head against a brick wall. I mean, there's nothing that one person feels they can do. People don't even feel that their vote counts.
That's
the problem. It doesn't.
We've taken,
my vote doesn't count. My vote will count for nothing.
But the fact that we give that message to young people and we don't teach civics in school anymore, young people are so frustrated because they don't think that they can change anything because we don't teach them how.
What the government is doing is sowing the seeds of its own destruction, and that's the height of arrogance. It's ignorance and arrogance, and that's what's going on here, in my estimation. 28 past the hour.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Stefan with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, reviewing the Talkers magazine. At Talkers.com, you can find Talkers, the magazine, and the list of things that are going on. Follow Talk Radio. There's Talkers TV, Talkers. It's all about talk, and we're talking. We're talk. Spend hours a day talking on the radio about things that are often significant. Sometimes they're inane. I think some of the things that show up on the list here sometimes are inane. The Kardashian jewelry heist would have, had it not been for the lesson it taught a lot of people about how to use social media, would have been just another Kardashian play in terms of getting coverage for their ridiculous lifestyle. But there's a warning here. Victoria, you've been all over this week, trying to have people understand what the real significance of this. This is number 8 this week on the story chart from Talkers Magazine, the fact that she was robbed at her hotel, but there certainly are a lot of other insights that come from this, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I think the real lesson to be learned here is it doesn't matter if you're a celebrity or not. If you're on social media, you have to really be careful. You can't, you shouldn't post pictures of your valuables. You shouldn't post pictures of what the inside of your home looks like.
And your location.
And your location. And if you're Instagramming at a restaurant, wait until you're home before you post the pictures of what you ate, you know, and things like that. It's just, it's common sense, but it hasn't really hit home until this story, which the Kardashians, like them or not, they do really impact a lot of people, and they influence a lot of younger millennials. And this is a really, it's a harsh lesson that Kim had to learn. It's a very terrifying lesson. But, you know, this could happen to a lot of people on any level.
Wow.
Yeah,
who's
they, don't they always tell you? Yeah, well, and it does, because remember, I mean, whenever anybody tells you anything about being safe and secure, the first thing they tell you is when you're on vacation, it's maybe not the best idea to post pictures or say mm-hmm. when you're leaving, because people that know where you live are going to go yeah. and case your, you know, take
absolutely
credit, knock off your house. It's pretty ridiculous.
Let's back up a little bit here. Other than jewelry of the type that the Kardashians have, what does the average person have in his or her house that's worth stealing? Really?
Well, I mean, there are stories.
Yeah,
computers,
TVs,
electronics, like yeah.
Well, I mean, really, what's that worth in comparison to what else you have in your house?
So when
what's
you're so
worth?
Addicted
$1,000 or...
Well, when you're addicted to drugs or something, I mean,
yeah.
come on. When you're... you may break into a house for
no,
$600
just,
worth of stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I get that. But people that are all worked up about this, and they have these elaborate... the house that I moved into had this elaborate way of, putting...
Alarms
here in this room and special cameras and that.
Are you going to really say what's the big deal?
I am saying.
Is that what you're going to really say?
Yeah, that's what I'm really going to say.
Clearly, you're not a woman. Because, first of all, what's the big deal from a financial perspective? Not everybody has enough money to replace all the stuff
yeah.
in their home that could be stolen. Number two, as a woman, and this is where men disconnect, is
mm-hmm.
that there is also a level of safety and security that you find mm-hmm. in your house. And when you are robbed or burglarized, or you have a homeless lady living on your patio, there's a huge sense of violation
uh-huh.
that makes it.
Yeah,
really?
I'm not disputing that. That's not my point.
Difficult. I mean, that's
I've
why we have locks on
clear.
Our door.
Yeah, I get that. Because you don't want people to come in that you don't want in your house. But when it comes to all these elaborate security devices that are put in to keep people from getting into your house, the really sophisticated thieves know how to get around all that stuff. I'm just saying that I think...
But the sophisticated thieves won't know what's in your house if you're not posting pictures of stuff. That's the overall point.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
I think if you look at every one of the stories this week on the charts, every single one of them has, and maybe this is true of everything in our lives now, has a social media connection. Either comments... of a huge number of listeners or viewers or people that are voters when it comes to the politics and the presidential debate. But when it comes down to Hurricane Matthew, some of what goes on social media may be helpful. When it comes to the WikiLeaks thing and what happened at Yahoo and other things that, again, are directly related to this. I'm just now looking at all of these things and thinking every single one of them has a social media component
mm-hmm.
to them.
Because
it's not,
so intertwined in our lives, it's connected
yeah.
to everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at this NSA contractor who was arrested. This guy, this is the technology we're talking about being used against the government. It's a whole new world. I guess I reflect back a little bit as I get close to my next birthday and go back over the years and think how this all has changed. And most of us have been able to keep up with much of it, not all of it. But we do wonder what the benefits are. Do the benefits outweigh the liabilities when it comes to all of this technology? There's computer screens in front of me. You take your smartphone with you. Even if you don't have a smartphone, cellular phone technology. Look at how that has changed the way we converse with people, loved ones, friends, people at work. And so you just kind of, everything sort of comes together. It's a huge, it is the motivating force in the world now.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
It's not doing good or wars, doing bad. It's the motivating force for anything getting done. Anything wraps itself around social media and technology, the technology that brings us that sort of thing.
Well, social media is the new if a tree falls and no one hears it. I mean, social media is if it's not on social media, did it even happen at this
right.
point?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. So, but the technology, the other side of it is, let's take a football game and watch the coaches and the assistant coaches and people on the field and all the communication that goes with the people who are somewhere else or they're up in the stands looking down or whatever. The whole thing hasn't become a game of skill. It's a game of communication. It's not, I don't, you know, you can say Tom Brady's very skillful, and I suppose, yeah, you can make that argument. But look at none of these guys have to really think for themselves.
Yeah, Tom Brady's not a great example there because he actually calls his own plays much of the time.
Okay, so, but you know what I'm saying.
You know, and the Terry Bradshaws of the day, they never talked to their coach until they went off to the sideline. Mm-hmm. Now every guy's just standing there going, okay, this is what they're telling me we should do.
Yeah.
Don't they also have in their helmets? Don't they?
They
have,
do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have. Damn,
yeah. So the offensive coordinator calls in the
in their ear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that
is amazing,
changes.
Actually, Doug. I've never thought about that. But
yeah.
Can you imagine, like, the Leatherheads? You know, we were talking about that earlier this week.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine
they actually
how different
had to think about what they were doing.
Yeah.
Nobody has to think about anything anymore. Somebody's speaking, either they're showing you on a screen or speaking into your head. It kind of reminds me of a scene from Person of Interest where, you know, everybody's talking to everybody in these Capcoms. And it just is really...
Debate moderators
like,
aren't even really doing it. They've got, you know, they've got
somebody's
a producer
telling them
in their
producer,
ear.
Somebody's in the ear.
Telling them, yeah, what to do.
Just like right now.
The candidates.
Doug, it's 40-something past the hour.
Oh, thank you, Reggie. 42, and actually almost 43. Thank you very much.
Time to take a break, Doug.
Okay, Reggie, thanks very much.
Burger King presents... Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Get to Kohl's Thursday through Monday because friends and family like you take an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off on top of already low sale prices store-wide, which makes three-quarter zip pleats for him only $14.39 and V-neck pleats for her just $9.59. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10-6 to 10-10. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
This report is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Millions of Americans are affected by depression and other mental illnesses. With the new Find Your Words public health awareness effort, Kaiser Permanente encourages people across America to engage in conversations about mental health issues and reminds everyone there is hope. Mental health conditions like depression are treatable. Dr. Don Mordecai, a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente, joins us to discuss perceptions of mental health.
Depression and other mental health issues are common and touch all of our lives directly or through connections to family, friends, and colleagues. People are often reluctant to talk about and get help for mental health issues because they feel ashamed or embarrassed. But treatment works, and we want people to know there is hope. And as part of Kaiser Permanente's focus on total health, mind, body, and spirit, the Find Your Words awareness effort is designed to reduce the stigma around depression and motivate people to talk about mental health issues.
To join this important conversation and for resources on mental health issues, please visit findyourwords.org.
Guys, now's the time to stock up on your favorite pairs of Levi's jeans to look great this fall. Hurry into JCPenney to find Levi's at their lowest prices of the season, like Guys 514 straight fit jeans for just $34.99. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 10-6 to 10-10. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. These are first of the time period from 9-6 to 10-24. Offers and coupons do not apply.
Are you ready to try your own Superbeet Superfood Shot? Go to DougLikesBeats.com or give Super Beats a call, 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. This is my favorite nutrition secret. This is Jennifer's favorite nutrition secret. This is Victoria's favorite nutrition secret. This is Rich McFadden's favorite nutritional secret. And it's all being shared with you. Great nutrition, better circulation, a healthier heart, more energy, more stamina, so you can live life to the fullest. Get a 30-day supply of Super Beats with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. Get a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You will love the results you feel. Keep your blood pressure in the healthy zone and get the blood to your muscles, your brain, all over your body with a really natural, wholesome way to get the delivery, if you will. Canister of Super Beats guaranteed. It's simple. There's a no-risk offer here. Put a scoop in a glass of water or a smoothie or something like that. Drink it down and feel this life-changing nutrition breaking through your body. So this is something you work out. You want to keep alert at your job in the afternoons especially. You will love it. We all do. Call 800-655-4183 or click on to DougLikesBeats.com. Try it for yourself with a special offer at DougLikesBeats.com or give them a call, Superbeats, 800-655-4183. All right, we have 46 minutes past the hour, and our focus on what's going on. I just said something that I think I was trying to get everybody to see or hear or feel what I do about. I'm confounded sometimes, but I'm not overwhelmed by the amount of information. I'm in the information business. I'm here to help you, so is Victoria, so is Rich, so is Jennifer, to understand some of the nuances of things that are going on around you, make sense of some of them, have some fun with some of it, get you to, you know, we have four different people with four different ideas, and hopefully it'll represent some of your thinking. We hit, I think, the high spots most of the time. But I think every once in a while we leave out things that part of the audience are thinking. And we don't give credit or credence to some of the quote-unquote conspiratorial theories that apply themselves to any number of these things this week or in any week. For example, if you look around, you will find photos and some video showing the chemtrails that have supposedly, according to some, affected this storm, Hurricane Matthew. And the then control that the government exercises by sending the National Guard into the area, and why it got in the way of a lot of stories that started this week that went no place. And I think we mentioned a couple of them earlier, the tax thing for Trump didn't go any place, really. I mean, it got lost in the hurricane. And there was a story that sort of floated around last week toward the end of the week about the millions of dollars that were donated to the Clinton Foundation that was supposed to be used in Haiti that didn't get used in Haiti, and whether that got lost in all of this as well. Whether it's true or it's not true, it's just another part, another angle, another way of sort of understanding what's going on. And for that reason, I find and I applaud and I like using all the tools that we have of our trade. I don't want people to think that I'm, what do you call me, Captain Curmudgeon?
Yes.
I don't. I like using them, but I think we have so much information sometimes, I don't know which way to go. And for those of people that run radio programs, they can say, nothing to talk about today, those people should be fired. Because there's plenty.
There's always something
to talk about, yes. It's 10 before the hour here.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Music from Ocean's 11. Wasn't the same music used for Ocean's 12 and 13 as well?
Yes.
And so are they going to use the same music for the new female version of Ocean's 11, Chucker?
They might. I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, it's the same production staff. It's the same group putting it together, isn't it?
Yep.
Same studio?
Same song.
Yeah, Warner Brothers has set a June 8th, 2018 release date for Ocean's 8, is being called, an all-female spin-off of the Ocean's 11 franchise. Good cast. Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Rihanna, and Sarah Paulson round out the cast.
Why Rihanna?
They're throwing her in there. But
She's a draw.
Was she an actress? What is she?
Yeah, she was in Battleship, and she was in... Yeah, she's been in a couple movies now, yeah.
Yeah, she was in Battleship, and that movie was awful. But
so there's our review of her and her abilities.
And that was directed by Peter Berg, who was a good director, but boy, that was a misfire. But anyway, I think the plan is to have Sandra Bullock's character...
Pun intended.
The plan is to be the sister of the George Clooney character, Doug.
Oh,
that's okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
But so she'll be an Ocean, then.
Yeah. But they don't have Julia Roberts coming into it, which seems...
I don't believe so.
Yeah. All right, but the plot will be the same. It'll be the same sort of thing, just with...
The heist movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
All right. So, Chucker, this weekend we have what to look forward to in terms of new movies, and what do you think is going to win? Deepwater going to still do well?
I want to see that actually this week.
Well, actually, Deepwater Horizon last week, a movie I liked, opened at the $20 million opening, a so-so opening for a movie as expensive as a $160 million production budget. But it's played well throughout the week, which is a good sign. It's going to have good word of mouth and some holding power. But The Girl on the Train with Emily Blunt, which is based on a best-selling novel, is tracking number one, opening at around, the tracking is around the $26 million opening weekend. Other movies,
I heard it got bad reviews, though.
It's actually split reviews. It's about 48% Rotten Tomatoes, but the people who like it seem to dig it, and the people who don't think it's a misfire. But yeah, the general public is looking forward to this movie, and it's a good genre film for an early October release. Then there's a family comedy titled Middle School, geared to young kids, and then Birth of a Nation, which is a fact-based movie about a slave rebellion in 1831 Virginia. That movie has some controversy as the writer, director, and star Nate Parker, he had a rape allegation in 1999 in college, which came back in the forefront in the last few months. And I think the studio is sort of taking a step back on heavily promoting the movie. But it won the Sundance Film Festival award when it premiered a few months ago. But it's tracking at around an $8 million opening weekend. We booked
what about
it at
Masterminds?
Our local community theater. I'm going to go see it probably tomorrow night.
What about Masterminds? How's that doing?
That
came out last week, right?
That did not, well, I'll give you a story of that. That opened at $6.5 million last weekend. Mm-hmm. And the studio, I forgot the independent who released it, they're in bankruptcy. And when they went into bankruptcy court, they told the bankruptcy judge that the film's going to gross $125 million domestically. Whoa. So I think they're going to be way short of that number. One other bit of news I have, Sony Pictures, Doug, has acquired the rights to a movie titled The Comedian, a pet project of Robert De Niro, and which he stars as an insult comic going through personal crisis. Those who have seen it say it's the best work De Niro's done, at least in the last 15 years, and he's a shoe-in for an Oscar nomination for
it. So it's done and in the can.
Actor.
When will it? When's it going to be released?
It'll be out before this year's over.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah, and from what I hear, it's a little bit better than Dirty Grandpa.
My God, I hope so. Yeah, what a horrible movie. That was a paycheck and only a paycheck.
No, when you saw that movie, did you pay for it or did you sneak in?
No, I actually paid for it.
Did you regret paying for it?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I really regretted paying for it.
And did you go tell the manager you wanted your money back?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with the story, every once in a while I've been known to move from theater to theater in the old days. Very hard to do that now. The new theaters, the way they've got it all set up, it's hard to go from one.
Boy, those were the days, Doug, huh?
They were. You're right about that. Yes, those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so, Chucker, your prediction again on what wins this weekend?
The girl on the train.
Yeah, you're going to see it? Did you say you were going to see it?
Well, I'm going to see Birth of a Nation.
All right. What about you, Victoria? What do you see?
I'm probably not seeing a movie. I don't go to movie theaters.
Oh, you snob.
I don't.
No wonder they're in trouble with you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.